This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We're looking ahead to an event in Reykjavik this weekend, and you'll be thinking, of course, that Iceland Airwaves is what's happening in the capital this weekend and over the next few days. Well, an event which is related to that festival that's taking place is happening this weekend in Lucky Records on Saturday, the 9th of November. It's called Meet the Neighbours. I'm here to meet the organiser, Oscar Askin, today. And let's start, Oscar, by you telling me who the neighbours are that we're musically meeting on the weekend.
Yeah, the neighbours are Scotland. They're Scottish neighbours. It's a position that's quite well documented in Scotland, that Scotland should be looking north, has got closer links with Nordic countries, closer cultural links with Nordic countries than perhaps the southern neighbours. And this event is to support the cultural and geopolitical links between Scotland and Iceland. Mm.
Through music, of course.
Through music. There is a very soft, friendly, open-hearted political element to it, and it's not anti-anything, it's pro a northern position. I mentioned before that it's quite well documented, and it's documented, I think, in a political position. The Scottish government think that there's an egalitarian structure here that Scotland could look towards as to emulate as a template for how the country is run. I mean, that's fine. I actually approve of that. But this is, without doubt, a more grassroots, cultural, young people come together.
Yes.
I'm not including myself in the young people.
But I'm not seeking to include myself either, don't I?
So it's people coming together and being creative together and sharing a cultural identity.
So this is all happening at Lucky Records in the centre of the capital on Saturday. That's this coming Saturday, the 9th of November. Icelandic bands and Scottish bands. And your part in this is bringing them together. But do these bands already know each other? Or will this be the first time that they're playing together?
The Scottish bands know each other. I know the Icelandic band. I know the Icelandic band as a fan.
And you are an Icelandophile, of course. You've been coming here since, I think, 2013, you said.
Yeah. It's my home from home. The Icelandic band is Flesh Machine, and they have a buzz going around the city. And the Scottish bands all know each other. Jacob Allen, No Windows, Haver, who you know.
Yes, weirdly, and this I think speaks to the fact that I used to work with bands when I lived in the UK, in Edinburgh. I do know one of the band, Haver, who have a great reputation and are coming from Edinburgh to play.
Also spoken word. The spoken word being quite barefaced manifestos that support, in a lighthearted way, the position that we believe Scotland should be looking north.
Should Iceland be looking south then?
Yes, absolutely. There are going to be four manifestos, spoken word pieces. Manifesto number one is Sleat. Manifesto number two is Place or Stadr. Number three, The Last People on Earth. And number four, All Back to Ours. That All Back to Ours manifesto is an invitation for Icelandic people and artists to collaborate with Scottish people.
And who has written these manifestos? Whose ideas are these?
I'm afraid they're mine. In conjunction with a performer, spoken word performer called Andy Cannon.
Okay.
And so he's probably, to be fair, he's probably articulated them in a more theatrical way. Yeah. I've just ranted at the other side of a table until what we need to do is this.
That feels to me very Icelandic, because Reykjavik in particular and Iceland generally does feel like it's a very creative place musically, but that creativity is driven by a desire to say something and decide what you want to say. It feels like a manifesto-driven music scene here in Iceland. Yeah. So I think what you're doing will fit in rather well.
Well, I hope so. I think what we have in common is an understanding of place and an understanding of our position in place. Yeah. And we felt that this was important to do, because if we look on a broader scale, if we look around it, the world's a mess. But it's important, I think, for small countries to have a voice and to be heard. Small countries that simply cannot bully, and small countries that can't throw their weight around, but they should still be heard. This is a very basic cultural, creative and artistic way of doing that, and saying, like, we must do something together. Everybody that I've spoken to in Iceland thinks this is a wonderful idea, but there has been an incredible enthusiasm, both in Scotland. When I spoke to Scottish bands first, I said, well, the reason I want to do this is to promote Scotland in the Northern Territories. It's almost like people knew this without being told that it was a good thing to do, like something in their DNA. And Flesh Machine have been so enthusiastic, and Reykjavik Music City has been really, really supportive. Mm-hmm. And they're getting quite excited about the possibilities of what might just happen when a few people get together and do something creative across the two countries.
So you could imagine this being replicated perhaps back in the UK, back in Scotland at some point. Now, this all happens on Saturday, 9th of November, Lucky Records. Between 1:30 and 6:30, we shouldn't underestimate that this is also going to be a lot of fun. We've talked in quite a serious level about the philosophy behind this, but you can just turn up and enjoy the tunes.
Don't let my miserable approach to life diminish your potential to enjoy this rather wonderful afternoon. It's going to be a lot of fun. The bands are incredible. I really love the bands, and I've been very, very particular to ask bands that I think have something unique about them and something special to say. Yes, it's going to be great. There's also a fantastic DJ who will plug the gaps between all of the bands, and his name is Joe Wimster, and it's going to be vinyl from the Scottish underground over the decades.
I mentioned Airwaves as well, of course, which is taking place this weekend. Would you say this is like an off-venue Airwaves event?
That's exactly what it is. It's an official off-venue.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have the blessing from on high of Iceland Airwaves.
And which means you'll get the audiences as well, because you'll have that natural curiosity, I think, from people who are in the city who want to see something new.
Yeah, I think reading between the lines there is what you're saying, people would be desperate for something to do, and I've got a captive audience.
No, I wouldn't say desperate, I would say curious and open, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge fan of Iceland Airwaves, fan. Yeah. I'm an Iceland Airwaves old stager, and so I want to do something that, well, complements it and contributes to it, you know, and as an off-venue event, I want to reflect well this ethos that is Iceland Airwaves. I like the focus on small is beautiful, small bands, local bands, giving them an opportunity, giving them a platform. I want to be a part of that, and I hope that they feel that this complements it, even if it is slightly political. But it will be fun. It will be fun. The music's going to be amazing. Yeah. The No Windows are so young, they may not turn up, who knows. They're completely unreliable, so we've got that to look forward to. Haver, you know, have an amazing pedigree. They're from one of Scotland's most well-respected bands that split up a few years ago, Frightened Rabbit. Mm-hmm. And Jacob Allen is a non-binary performer who there was an absolute stramash to sign to get a signature. He's actually signed Island Records. For decades, the music industry has been looking for the new Jeff Buckley and the new Nick Drake. Well, they might have both in this case, you know. And here's an interesting fact. I think it's interesting. On Saturday afternoon, Jacob Allen is playing Lucky Records at Meet the Neighbours. On Saturday evening, he's on later with Jules Holland.
Okay.
Yeah, on the same day. So I wonder how often that happens.
So one of those is live.
One of those is live.
And is this free entry then?
Yeah, absolutely. Free. That was quite important. One of the reasons I wanted to do that, I'm quite keen that it is open to people that maybe wouldn't necessarily engage with Iceland Airwaves as well. I've got a good relationship, a good working relationship with Bredholt Council, and so they're promoting it as well. It would be really lovely to see some people coming down from Bredholt that maybe wouldn't normally visit Airwaves. That is one of the reasons I'm doing it, and one of the reasons I wanted to be off venue.
It's a great venue as well. It's a great record store, I was going to say, certainly.
Yeah.
It's right in the heart of the city, and you'll have no problem getting to it. And it's just a nice place to hang out. And if you are in town for a bit longer than just Saturday, and you get a chance to go to the record store when it's open as a record store, it's a nice place to spend some time too, isn't it?
I think Ingvar, who owns it, would say it's a nice place to spend some money.
You can't. The thing is, though, it's a nice place to spend some time, but you can't help but spend money when you're there.
It's one of my favourite record shops on the planet. It probably is my favourite record shop on the planet, and the selection is extensive. If you can't find it there, you're not going to find it.
It doesn't exist, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll put a link up to this on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. We'll also host the image that you sent me, which has all the details of the bands and the times and all the rest of it. So you're probably looking at that as you listen to this episode play out. Oscar, best of luck.
Yeah, thanks very much, and thanks for talking to me.
Not at all. And when you do, I guess, return this and send these bands back to the UK, back to Scotland, by all means, give us a shout and we'll talk again.
Definitely. I look forward to that.
Oscar Askin, thanks very much indeed. It's Roof English Radio. You can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.